The information included in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Nothing discussed here is intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, and never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast.
Hello everyone, this is Victoria Porter. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. You're listening to the Healthy Hot Springs podcast from the Razorback Campercell Studios. Health is our most important asset, and on this show, I sit down with local health professionals to discuss opportunities and strategies for you to get healthy hot springs. Today, I'm welcoming Dr. Emily Hollingsworth Clem to the podcast studio. She is owner of Hollingsworth Chiropractic and Acupuncture here in Hot Springs. Welcome, Emily. I'm happy to have you here. I know you do the chiropractor and the acupuncture. I think we're going to kind of focus on the acupuncture a little bit more today, but just tell our listeners a little about yourself and what you're doing. I know it's a lot, so welcome.
Thank you. It is a lot. I am a human chiropractor, first and foremost. I also do acupuncture, but I'm also an animal chiropractor, and so I have my clinic where I see humans, and then I also work at All Creatures Animal Hospital and see small animals, and then I work directly with clients for large animals. Horses, like that.
And of course, here in Hot Springs, the horses, I'm sure, is that a big business for you, I would think?
It is. I have a busy season during racing season, and then even after, it's going out and seeing, like, show horses or anything like that.
I feel like we could do... Perhaps you can come back and we can have the animal podcast because I'm very interested in that. And I think it's wonderful. But like I said, I do really kind of want to focus on the acupuncture today. So tell me a little about first of all, I just want to say you have a wonderful website. What is the name of your website?
HollingsworthChiropractic.com.
Okay. And I did spend a little time on there, of course. Okay. I'm always excited when things that happen to people are the catalyst for why they do what they do, right? Because you really have a deep understanding of what people are going through. And I know that you shared on your website that you had an injury that actually led to your career. Mm-hmm. So speak just a little about that.
I was active in cheerleading and gymnastics and softball, so those are all very... taxing on your back. So during high school, I had a back injury and went around to several medical doctors, and I was just getting put on different medicines. Mm-hmm. It was just not getting any better. And then I had a coach suggest going to see a chiropractor, and went, and I think in 2 weeks, I was back to 100%.
Wow.
And everything, so.
And so what was the thought process? You were like, wow, this is a miracle. I need to look into this more. Like, so how did that lead to this being your career?
Well, it always had an impact on me. And then I went, did undergrad, had a biology degree, and was thinking, what am I going to do next? And I was just kind of exploring different paths. And I thought, let me check a little bit more into chiropractic, since I had a great experience and just being able to offer people that same thing.
And so that's a deep understanding of what people come to see you for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Walking in those shoes makes all the difference.
Yes, so I've been there, and I know it does work, and I've had that firsthand experience.
All right, so acupuncture is a little different from chiropractic work,
Correct. Right?
So talk a little about, let's just start with the very basics. What is acupuncture?
Okay, acupuncture, it goes along with chiropractic in the sense that they're both using what's in your body already to help your body function at its best ability.
I love that.
With chiropractic, you're more focused on the spine and the nerves, providing the body with everything it needs to heal. With acupuncture, I don't know if you've ever heard of qi.
Yes.
So that's energy. And in acupuncture, that's your vital life force is your energy. And right. So the best analogy for how acupuncture works would be that in your body you have almost like a super highway system.
Okay.
And your energy travels along that system. And so when you, and then like along those highways, you have little rest areas. And you can think of those as the different acupuncture points.
Okay.
So when you have a blockage in energy, or sometimes you can have too much energy passing through a point at a certain time, that's when you experience different symptoms, whether that's anxiety, digestive issues, back pain, neck pain, headaches. It's just due to an imbalance of the energy. So with acupuncture, we target specific points along those energy channels and try to get the balance of the energy.
Okay, so if, for instance, if someone has back pain that's not attributed perhaps to some specific cause, mm-hmm. is that when acupuncture would be more appropriate, or does it matter? Even if you have a specific injury, can acupuncture still help with that?
Yes. I don't think acupuncture, I always say everyone can benefit because yeah. it's just improving everyone's vitality, like their yeah. life force. So it's just all about improving. It doesn't have to be a specific thing okay. that has occurred for you to benefit from acupuncture.
I know whenever I spoke to you before about coming on the podcast and talking about acupuncture, mm-hmm. You were so kind to suggest, why don't you come and try it?
Right.
you'll have that experience to know what we're talking about. And I declined because I have a fear of needles.
Right.
And so I'm sure I'm not the only one. There are probably other listeners. But I love this idea. It's kind of like this. I work in mental health, and we talk a lot about this kind of holistic whole body. Mm-hmm. We are all, it's not like there's anything in our body that's not connected, right?
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm so interested in this concept because, right, it just makes sense.
Well, yeah, and you've got to think that your body is the thing that is doing the healing. If you cut yourself, yes. you put a Band-Aid on, it's not the Band-Aid that heals the cut. It's your body healing from within.
And it's the same thing, the same work we're doing with mental health, right?
Correct.
What can we do to help you learn how to, mm-hmm. right? You are the one making the changes.
Right.
And the same with this, any kind of physical healing, right? Mm-hmm. Your body is the one making the changes to heal whatever is wrong.
Exactly.
And so tell me, what do you do with someone who says, I'm afraid of needles?
Well, first, I talk to them about it, try to get to, was there a specific instance that happened? I know you were talking about yes. having a certain, was that like the catalyst for yes. your fear of needles?
Yes. Yeah, so for me, it was, in the hospital, I had to have an IV line put in, and it took three different nurses, and I was stuck seven times, mm-hmm. With this needle to get that in. And before then, I had no issues. But after that moment, because it was kind of traumatic,
right.
and it took a long time. So mm-hmm. I told my husband, I said, I'm not ever voluntarily having right. a needle stuck in my body again. Mm-hmm. And I still feel that way. It's just not something I purposefully would want to do. But this is a different type of needle, correct?
It is a very different type of needle.
Okay.
So the type of needle you're talking about, it would have a hole in the needle. And
it's large.
Yes.
So painful.
Acupuncture needles, I think they say you can fit about 100 acupuncture needles in that tip of the syringe. That's
wow.
how tiny they are.
I didn't realize.
Mm-hmm. They're a little bit bigger than probably a coarse strand of hair, so they're
okay.
very tiny. They're very flexible, and they're all like sterile one-time use needles nowadays. I think they used to sterilize them and go through the trouble back in the day, but mm-hmm. now it's they're very hygienic. There's nothing to worry about there, but they're most people don't even feel them going in.
Okay.
If anything, it might just be a slight pinch. What you do feel after the needle's in is when you'll feel like kind of a burning or kind of achy sensation.
And that's
there
really
should
just
be no pain.
And I would assume that that burning sensation is just kind of the activation of that
right.
nerves, the mm-hmm. nerves around that.
Well, it's really of the energy. So
okay.
when you
okay.
are talking about your chi and the energy and you put the acupuncture needles in, you want to have a sensation called dai chi, which is that kind of warm sensation mm-hmm. and achy feeling.
You make it sound like really wonderful, you know.
It is. It's very relaxing. I know yeah. people get worried about the needle aspect of it. Yeah. But then we also do like acupressure for people that don't want the needle.
Okay.
So if they really have a strong fear but would really like to try acupuncture, acupressure works the same way. You're just stimulating the point. Have a little like metal instrument that has like a ball on the end of it, and you can stimulate acupuncture points
okay.
without having to needle.
So that could be a starting point perhaps
mm-hmm.
for someone who
Absolutely.
Has anxiety about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
How many steps do you take if you have a rock in your shoe? Not many. Well, if you have to walk on a prosthetic leg that does not fit, it is like walking with a rock in your shoe. Although there are many innovations when it comes to prosthetic feet and knees, the comfort of a prosthesis begins with the fit of the socket. Michael Kenny is a certified prosthetist who has been walking on a prosthetic leg since he was 16 years old after losing his leg to a motorcycle accident. He is committed to fitting prosthetic legs so they are comfortable, intimate, and optimize ease of walking. Motility Prosthetics has been in Hot Springs since 2015, but Michael Kenny has been building legs for over 25 years. All fabrication is done on site. There are no delays from having to ship to a fabrication house. Adjustments can easily be made on the spot. Motility means the spontaneous ability to move. At Motility Prosthetics, we want you to be able to walk on your prosthetic leg with a sense of spontaneity. Call for a free consultation. 501-620-4800.
It seems like that one of the main reasons that people come for acupuncture is pain. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
It'd be more of like an orthopedic acupuncture. So injury to the back. So you would focus on that area, but you will also have needles or points stimulated that are completely away from your pain. So you think, like, why are you stimulating a point in my ear if I'm telling you my back's hurting? But everything is connected, and there are points mm-hmm. that do things that are, you know, completely opposite part of your body than what you come in for.
Tell me about, like, if someone, one of our listeners is actually thinking about coming, like,
mm-hmm.
Are you going to, I'm just curious about the process, like, do you undress, do you lay on a table, like, what does that look like?
It depends. If I need to get to an area that you have to undress, you do gowns. Most of the time, if you wear loose clothing, you can kind of get to where you need to without having to undress. Lay on a table. It'll depend on what points we're working on, if you lay on your back or you lay on your stomach.
Okay.
The ideal patient would come in dressed comfy, cozy, ready to relax, having eaten something. You don't want to do acupuncture on an empty stomach, but you also don't want to be, like, extremely full either. You just kind of want to be comfortable.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does insurance cover this at all? I'm sure that's a question.
A lot don't. I don't do insurance
okay.
just because I really like having the...
You do not have to explain to me. I understand.
Oh, I just like to have the, like, autonomy to treat patients how I want to treat them.
Yes.
And I don't want to get caught up in what's covered, what's not covered. I do want to do what...
They
I think
need.
They truly
yes.
need.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I understand this. The, you know, insurance dictates a lot. People
it
don't
does.
Realize that insurance dictates a lot of,
mm-hmm.
of what they're willing to pay for, so what
yeah.
we can provide. And
I keep my modalities pretty simple. I do adjustments and acupuncture. I'm not trying to, like, do a little bit of everything, so
right.
I could try to keep it simple and straightforward for everyone.
Well, you know, as a mental health provider, I'm mm-hmm. very interested because you talked about like the anxiety mm-hmm. In those types of issues. So let's kind of jump into that just a little bit. How does that work? And if you have someone who's struggling with anxiety and perhaps they've come to therapy and maybe mm-hmm. they feel like, you know, that's not quite working for them. Mm-hmm. What is that like for someone who's struggling with perhaps a mental health issue and not specifically, you know, like pain or something?
Pain. Like it works the same way, except when someone's in pain, we do target that specific area. But when someone has a different, they come in specifically for something like an emotional issue.
Right, yeah. A mental health
right.
type. Yeah. But let's also, I think we have to say though, mental health issues will manifest mm-hmm. as irritable bowel.
Right.
You know,
headaches.
Of course, yeah.
Migraines, insomnia.
Yes. So many things that it's going to manifest in your, which I love your whole body approach, right? Mm-hmm. Because this is the whole point.
Yeah. Correct. And so, with acupuncture, I get a lot of my information on how I'm going to treat from everybody's favorite thing is the intake paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
I know everyone hates
to do it. You have to do it.
I know. And with acupuncture, it is extensive because we want to know how you're sleeping, what your diet's mm-hmm. like, you know, how you're digestion is. A lot of people don't want to talk about it or think it's embarrassing, but it really does kind of clue you in to what points to use, what your body is lacking, what your mm-hmm. body is having too much of. And then you take all that intake paperwork and then you do the consultation. And so with a lot of consultations, you kind of overlap what the intake paperwork says and what they're saying, and kind of right. like
as a professional you're kind of filtering through
right and it. Then you're trying to come up with the perfect recipe of acupuncture points that you're going to use that will
right.
help this individual, because everybody's going to be different. So things that could match up with another patient on the paperwork will have different symptoms when I'm talking to the patient, and
right.
you go off of things like the tone of their voice and like the look on their face
yeah.
with like, you know, their eyes, things like that you look at.
And obviously their physical, I know as a therapist, when someone gets really antsy,
mm-hmm.
right, and they start.
Absolutely.
You know, you can tell that if we're on an uncomfortable subject or not.
Right.
Know.
So that's why you need all the paperwork, but also the human-to-human interaction and
yeah.
being able to overlap those and see what would work best for the patient.
And you were talking about kind of the uniqueness that of our experiences, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so someone who, and I'm kind of specifically thinking of teenagers now, right?
Right.
Because anxiety or depression in teenagers can often manifest as, you know, misbehavior,
mm-hmm.
anger,
right.
throwing up, literally,
right.
You know, tummy aches, that kind
mm-hmm.
of stuff. So
mm-hmm.
Do you see teenagers?
I do see teenagers. I'd say I see more teenagers for chiropractic.
Yeah.
But I do see teenagers with acupuncture as well.
What about children?
Is mm-hmm. that, we'll okay. do children. I do a lot of acupressure on children.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see that. So, unfortunately, we are about out of time.
Okay.
It goes by so fast.
It really does.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's tell our listeners, I know we talked about your website, but
mm-hmm.
How can someone get in touch with you if they're interested in chiropractor or acupuncture?
Okay. The easiest way to get in touch with me is to text my work number. They've got great apps now that let you text.
Yes.
And so that number is 501-701-4157. And then I can get you booked and scheduled. And everything's automatic now, so all that fun paperwork you can fill out in the comfort of your own home and take your time. And
So what about social media? Are you on
social media? I'm on Facebook, Hollingsworth Chiropractic and Acupuncture, and then I'm on Instagram, Hollingsworth Chiropractic, and then I'm at the vet at All Creatures Animal Hospital as well.
So they could call there.
They'll call there to schedule a small animal.
I love that you're doing that. So please come back, because I really do want to talk about it. I mean, just now I could jump off into that, but I'm not going to, because I know it's a whole nother podcast that we need to do. Wonderful work that you're doing. Thank you so much for coming on, too.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think you've convinced me. I think that I may have to give this a try.
Great. And then we can talk about it afterwards.
Yes, this could be a whole other. I can see us having a series here for sure. But I also feel like I kind of would like to know for my clients as well.
Right. I always think it's best to have a firsthand experience when you're referring patients to something.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Emily.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Healthy Hot Springs from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. Join us every Wednesday as we discuss a different topic related to keeping hot springs healthy.